but during the flu epidemic, it was so bad.
Yeah, no, that was in 19.
Telephone. We lived on Ann Street. Wayne had a telephone installed in our bedroom so that he could get up in the night or whenever and go fill prescriptions. And this was another thing he was known for, was going out at night for sick babies and sick people. He would go down, open the store, and fill a prescription.
But still, you were on call 24 hours a day then, it sounds like. Wow.
But back to the doctors now.
Yeah. So now there was a bad flu epidemic in 1957, that's what you're saying.
Our purpose.
Yeah. Families, with our whole family had it.
Well, the phone was an extension. So, you know, you've seen extensions in your house. This was an extension that ran 1 mile from the drugstore to our house. And that was unheard of back then. But it only cost, about $5 a month, something like that. And a friend of mine who worked for a telephone company suggested, he said, now, if you want some extra business, get to an extension at home, and you answer the phone every time it rings. And I would do that. And if somebody said, well, I'm come on the way down to pick a prescription up, I'd get in my car and get to the drugstore before he did, or that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So, because, you know, you needed the business.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get many calls late at night? Was it often?
Well,
or?
I don't know.
I remember them in the middle of the night.
Yeah, we got some. But then after about a year or so, we took that out because it was a little bit, bit disturbing.
Yeah.
At 12 o'clock at night, and it didn't really mean anything. I mean, they didn't really have an emergency or anything. They would have thought they were ringing the drugstore. But Dr. Yarborough and I had sort of a thing. I told him that what I was doing, and he would call that number. And I would meet the people down at the drugstore for a while. That went on for
in the beginning.
Maybe a year.
Because he would be out. He did house calls until the wee hours.
Oh, yeah. And he would work until 12 or 1 o'clock at night. A lot of times he wouldn't start until 5 or 6. But he would work until after 1 o'clock. And that's when a lot of times the phone would ring. I made him that in the drugstore.
Wow.
Later on, when they would want him to meet him at the drugstore, he would have to call the police department and ask them to meet him because, you know, drugs became a problem.
Oh, yeah.
But they would meet him down there.
So you had to really tighten security then after drugs came in the 60s. Was that a problem?
It never was bad.
No.
It was more of a safety precaution, you know.
Yeah.
Well, most people that called and wanted service, I knew.
Yeah,
if it was somebody I didn't know and didn't even know anything about, I might have the police be sitting across the street in their car when I met him that day, or something like that.
Yeah.
And they would do that.
Didn't Everett Thompson come pretty soon after a doctor? When did Everett
Well, the
come?
First one was Wiley Evans.
Okay.
Let's see. Well, did Dr. Thompson come before this? I seem like who came first? Anyhow, Dr. Wiley Evans and Dr. Benjamin Thompson and Dr. Scott Thomas were the next doctors. That was more than that. Dr. Mary Munch.
So, a woman.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who later married.
Now, when did she come in? Do you remember?
She came in, actually, she was the first one after Dr. Yarborough died, I think, that came, that I can recall. She came and worked for several years she married Waldo Rude, who was the mayor of Cary.
Wow.
That's
after his wife died.
Yeah. Actually, she tended to his wife. I think that's when they, which was fine, you know. Well, now, Dr. Thompson had an office in where the Serendipity is now, and Dr. Hunter's old office. That was Everett's first office.
Yeah. But Dr. Mary Munch was there before he was.
Where was she? Where was her office?
In the Serendipity.
Actually, that was Dr. Hunter's old office, right?
Yeah. But I believe she was the first, and then Dr. Thompson.
Then, okay.
Wow.
And then Wally Evans occupied that same space after Thompson moved away.
Huh.
And then there's another one.
Thompson built his own office.
I can't. Yeah, I know that. But he worked out of the Serendipity for a while.
Yeah, it wasn't Serendipity.
But there was another doctor down in Georgia or somewhere that came here for several months, who was killed in an airplane crash going back to Georgia or somewhere where he was from. A couple of years after he moved here. And he was in the Serendipity.
Oh.
That's right. He was that's where he was.
Yeah.
What was his name?
I can't remember his name.
But somebody will know.
Yeah.
Somebody will know. If you really want to find out. Maybe Ralph Ashworth might remember. But he died in a plane crash on the way to Alabama, where he was from. And but he was here at least a year, I think.
Wow.
And it might have been somebody else that I've forgotten.
Yeah.
No, it's hard to remember. But
I believe that the order that I can remember was Bland and Yarborough. Yarborough died. So we only had one. And we tried to get somebody, you know, Dr. Bland tried to find somebody. Finally, I believe the first one that he might have found was this doctor from Alabama that died en route to here or there. And then Mary Munch, who became Mary Rude. And she died ten or 15 years ago.
Huh. Well.
And then Everett, I guess.
Well, Dr. Everett Thompson was in that same office. I don't know whether Scott Thomas, I don't believe he was in that
office. No.
They went in the same building.
They built that building up there across from Yarborough's house. Everett built that building.
Everett Thompson.
Benjamin Everett Thompson.
Oh, okay.
We're using two names.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. Okay, so it's Benjamin Everett Thompson.
Yeah.
And then he built...
He built that big office up on the corner right
across
the library.
From Frank Yarborough's office.
And Yarborough's office.
It's on the corner. Still there.
And Scott Thomas came in the office at that time. Plus the doctor... Dr. Telfer moved in.
Later on.
Telfer?
T-E-L-F-E-R.
Telfer.
I believe that's about the first doctor.
Wow, that's quite a few. So as Cary grew, the number of doctors grew and kept on going, I'm sure, after that.
That was about it, though, for several more years.
How about that Dr. Brown? When did he move in?
Well, that was several years after that.
Yeah. So, and then the hospital wasn't built until 70s?
The Cary.
Yeah, the Cary Wake Med.
I would guess the 70s.
In the 70s?
I would guess, but I'm not... 75 to 80, I would guess.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
I would guess that, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, we can look that up.
Might have been a little before that. Might have been 70.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Wow. Just growing and growing. So, yeah. Are you happy that you chose Carrie?
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel like it was the right decision?
Wouldn't change it. We had a lot of good times and some bad times. By and large, I wouldn't change it.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful community. People are always very nice.
Yeah.
A lot of problem is a lot of, they move. You know, you get to know people and they move.
Yeah.
But new ones came in.
Yeah.
We've been right here in this house at 63, in that house on Ann Street for, like, how many years were we there?
Seven. From 56.
We just outgrew it.
Yeah. So you outgrew that. And you've been here ever since, and yeah, it's going along. So, wow.
So what else you got?
Oh, golly. Well, the only other thing that I can remember that Fred Seeger told us was, I guess when Lacey Gilbert was running the drugstore way back when, that he brought in one of the very first television sets in Cary, and so that he could turn on the Pabst Blue Ribbon fights.
Right.
And then all the men in Cary would go down to the drugstore and watch the fights on whatever night it was. In the drugstore, I guess at the soda fountain. Do you remember that? That was before your time.
Oh, yeah, I remember the Friday night.
Was it Friday
Pabst
night?
Blue Ribbon fight.
Do you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
At the drugstore.
Well, not at that drugstore because
they had it out when we bought it.
Yeah.
Evidently, Kenneth Franklin had taken it out.
It wasn't in there.
Okay. It took it out, but yeah. That was a big event. All the men in Cary would come and to watch the fights, and it was one of the only TVs in Cary, so that was a novel thing as well.
Next to the drugstore at one time, they had Saturday night bluegrass music. They didn't call it bluegrass. They had some famous people in Cary that would come in the drugstore. I said, who all was it, Wayne, that you saw?
Ernest Tubbs.
Wow.
And?
Let's see, what's her name? The girl that was killed in a plane crash.
She was one. Patsy Cline?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
All of the Nashville.
See, that was a movie. That was a
movie theater.
Movie theater next to our store.
Yeah.
And that Randy Chandler's family owned. And then they turned it into that little, what do they call that, Saturday night country?
Well, I don't have any idea.
Some kind of, they have a Saturday night country
music review.
And see, they had the stage and all up there because it was a theater. And so that lasted, I don't know how many years.
Oh, a couple of years.
And then Randy turned it into a men's clothing store.
Oh.
And the Chandlers ran that.
Oh, so Randy Chandler?
Randy worked at Bell's for years. He's a character. The old time, they're from Morrisville, don't they?
Carpenter.
There's the carpenter. One other interesting thing was when we moved here, this was the route to Florida, and we'd have people stop by to get fountain cokes and buy things on the way to Florida.
US 1 and US 64 ran right down Chatham Street. Oh, yeah. Yes, until the 60s, and U.S. 64 was moved to where it is now, and U.S. 1 at about the same time were both moved where they are now. And people from up north, New England, New York, would come through here on the way to Florida, and then they'd come back, and some of the same cats would stop on the way down, and then the same ones would stop on the way up. And they had a filling station, an SO filling station, right in front of the drugstore.
Oh.
They said the reason they stopped, they could stop there and get gas, come over there and get ice cream.
We had sandwiches.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
So that was the big thing back then. I mean, we served a lot of people that were just on U.S. 1 in 64.
What else can we think about in the
next Well, that's just part of Cary.
Yeah.
At one time, U.S. 70 came through Cary and came right U.S. 1 and U.S. 54. I mean, not U.S. 54. North Carolina 54. And U.S. 70, U.S. 64, and U.S. 1 all came by Cricket Service Station.
Oh!
On the corner of, you know where? Was it Cricket's when you came here? Cricket Service Station?
Yeah, I recognize that name, yeah.
But it had moved across.
Yes.
It was on the V down there that was formed by Chatham Street and the street
Cedar Street or
It goes under the railroad track.
Yes, yeah.
Over to 54.
Bob Strother.
Right there was
flower shop. Yeah.
Right there is where the intersection was for U.S. 70, 64, U.S. 1, and 54. All of them came right by.
Wow.
But that was probably in the 50s when U.S. 70 was moved.
Okay.
Actually, it was from the new U.S. 70. It went by the north of the airport. It was a new highway back then, too. But that was a long time ago. That was before we moved here.
Wow, okay. And not long before I-40 was put in, I would think.
Oh, yeah, was late.
That's incredible. So there, other than your soda fountain with sandwiches, were there any other restaurants in Cary where
Rogers.
People could stop?
No, it wasn't Rogers. It was El Dorado Motel, and they had a restaurant. Didn't they have a restaurant in there? Yeah,
they had a restaurant.
Enza, didn't she run?
Enza Carnegie.
Yeah, Enza. Didn't you run a restaurant? Didn't they run a restaurant?
Yeah. And the bat she won then.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's hard to find a good place to eat.
Yeah, bad. So now where was the El Dorado?
Rogers
restaurant?
Motel.
Yes, okay.
That was the El Dorado.
El Dorado.
You get lots of news.
Run by, what was his name? Bat.
Yeah, his name. I don't remember his first name.
Enza Batts.
Enza
Batts.
And
her husband.
E-N-Z-A.
Yeah.
Was it
Freeman?
Wow. I can't think of it.
Let's see. Well, did Rogers Restaurant not have a...
Well, that was later on.
Mr. and Miss Lim Rogers?
No, they ran a restaurant where... The appliance store.
Wolf's appliance store used to be. And where Cindy's
when we first came to Cary.
I guess that's where Cindy's is now, isn't it?
When we first came to Cary, Rogers ran the restaurant in where Wolf's appliance store. That was in 1956.
And then when did Rogers buy that El Dorado?
Several years later. So he opened Rogers Restaurant.
And the motel.
Yeah, where it is now.
Right, okay.
And it remained there until about 10 years ago, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. you've just seen so many changes and so much growth. It's, but just in the intersection of Academy and Chatham Street, you know, that's had so many changes over the years. The same buildings, but a lot of businesses have come and gone, I would imagine, along Chatham Street and near Academy. Wow. But some of them have been there a long time, like Johnson's Jewelers. Haven't they been there a long time? They were just down the street, Johnson's Jewelers, and the barber shop, and you know,
they've
Rich's.
Been there ever since we were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of them.
They were
there from right there.
Well, Mr. Johnson ran Jewelers then.
That's right.
And, then the Caps bought it from him.
Right. Okay.
The Caps run it now, but they bought it from, what was Mr. Johnson's?
I can't think of his first name.
I can't either.
He was married to one of the pleasant.
One Marvin, was it?
But anyway. Johnson Jewelers.
Yeah. And they're still there. And then Rich's Barbershop.
Yeah.
They've been there a really long time.
Austin is still
that was
there.
That was Mills Barbershop before. Wasn't
it?
Lennon Mills.
He's one of the ones that sold his property out to Crossroads for $1 million an acre. You know, he owned that store.
Barbershop.
Wow.
And he sold,
So he had the land for Crossroads?
That's started really getting expensive. And the Roysters held out. Maynard Royster held out and wouldn't sell his property. And they built Crossroads all around, and here was his house down in the middle of this dust bowl of construction. But they finally... I think they finally sold it, don't you? But I'm wondering how much he got for it.
Well, it's not there anymore.
No, it's gone, but I don't know how much he finally got for it.
A lot, probably.
Well, and his widow's still living in it. But they were glad to sell their land. Most of them were glad. Like Mills was tickled to death to sell his land for that. I would think I would, wouldn't you?
For $1 million?
Yeah. That was another interesting thing. It doesn't have anything to do with drugstores, but
it's Cary history.
Stores downtown.
It has something to do with Cary.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, and the downtown
area, yeah. Yeah. Boy, a lot of changes. Well, you've seen a lot of history, actually, pass through your store and just, you know, down your road and just all around where you are. And, you know, you watch the mall being built probably from right here. And
we can't even get out, you know, Christmas. We have to go to Lawrence Road. There's one stoplight for us to get out because the cars are lined up solid. But there's one other thing. When we started I was in the Junior Women's Club when we started the library, library. Didn't we have that also in the Serendipity? Or did we start upstairs over that building? I think we had our library there. Probably the first of them, because the doctors weren't in that office anymore.
I can't remember.
Somewhere in there. It seemed like we... Because we had our library, you know, we just started with a few books on the shelf. And then, of course, the county started giving some money. But Cary didn't have a library. The Junior Women's Club started.
Wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that was a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were active in that one.
Yeah, well, we wrote the Constitution to it in my kitchen on Ann Street for it. Because one of the twins was just a little toddler, and he bumped into something and split his chin open, and I had to go have it sewed up. And they were still working on the typewriter, and we had to get him to get him sewed up with his spouting blood.
Aww.
but then it was fun to be in garden clubs and things like that, because, you know, you were home with the children, and that was the time. I don't care anything about organizations, but I do volunteer a lot. I like to volunteer. mean, that's good for you. But Carrie, you knew everybody. I mean, you go to the grocery store and you couldn't even buy groceries for standing there talking. And it was fun. Fun knowing everybody.
I bet. Yeah.
Seeing everybody drive by, you know, everybody in their car. Mm-hmm. It was just a nice place for children to grow up, for us to grow up, so to speak.
Yeah. Nice, quiet, safe
environment. Yeah, we knew everybody in Carrie back when we...
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
2,500.
Been members of the Methodist Church since 56. That's been a long time.
Wow. That's terrific.
And about the only two churches we had was the Methodist and the Baptist downtown. That's about the two on what it went.
Mm-hmm. Well,
then the Catholic Church came. That was a big shock.
I guess
Catholic Church.
The Presbyterian was over there.
Yeah, when the Presbyterian, it was in the first kindergarten. And it was right behind their house on Ann Street. Huh. Like you say, it's really been interesting to watch it grow.
I bet. Well, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much. I just really enjoyed hearing all your stories and your memories. And the town certainly appreciates knowing all of this, too. And I want to formally on tape thank you both again for donating the wonderful post office sorting table that you just donated to the town that at one time stood in the Carrie Post Office.
Right.
We are thrilled to have it, and thank you so much for donating that to the town. We really will treasure it, and take good care of it. So, again, thank you for that as well. So
we really feel like we found a good home for it.
Well, good.
That it will add to people's knowledge of Carrie when it was smaller.
Absolutely.
Rolling.
Yes.
So we can't think of a nicer place for it to be.
Well, good. And
we
will treasure it and take very good care of it.
Thank
you so much for giving that to us. So good. Thank you.